for supporting the Fable and Folly Network. Here's another show we know you'll love.
Greetings, I'm Bernard.
And I'm Magenta. You might know us from such hit podcasts as Madame Magenta, Sonus Mystica.
Horror Anthology Magenta Presents.
Or Season 3 of Mockery Manor.
We're everywhere.
And we're spreading faster than an STD in an old folks' home, because now we have a brand new podcast. Wham!
Wham! It's a fun acronym that stands for We Have a Movie.
Oh, it's not just an acronym, Bernard.
It's not?
It's a chat podcast where we invent smash hit Hollywood movies based on popular toys.
If you like the Barbie movie and you want to see similar treatments of your favourite childhood toys, I'll wager you'll like Wham! With episodes on Polly Pocket, Rubik's Cube, Game Boy, Strawberry Shortcake,
Furby, Connect Four, and lots of other nostalgia bait. But it's not just for adults who still like toys. It's a podcast for anyone who loves Hollywood tropes and comedy.
And quantum mechanics.
And BDSM.
Wham! Has something for everyone, but is still specifically about movies.
That's Wham! W-H-A-M. You know, like when Batman punches someone.
Yes.
Adam West. That Batman.
Exactly.
Not the Christopher Nolan one.
No.
Download it anywhere you listen to podcasts. That's what the world needs, another movie podcast.
Was that clear? Maybe I shouldn't have mentioned quantum mechanics.
The Fable and Folly Network supports creators of exceptional audio stories, including the one you're listening to right now. If you love our shows, we want to hear from you. Complete our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey. This will help us learn more about you, what you like, what you'd like to hear more of, and how we can maintain an inclusive, safe atmosphere. As a thank you for your participation, we have extras and behind-the-scenes content from your favorite shows. Fans make the network what it is. Thanks for listening, and we can't wait to hear from you. Find our listener survey at fableandfolly.com/survey today.
Damn it. It's okay. I'm okay. I just need to think. Okay. I know you had an appointment book around here. Let's see. A key. Of course it would require a key.
Honey, I'm home. Louise?
Donald, you're home early. Not doing brunch with James?
He's dead.
So soon?
Axe to the head.
Typical.
What's with the funny business?
I don't follow.
You were about to shoot D-R-U-G-S into your arm?
Drugs?
Yes.
No, with this needle.
Yes.
With this needle that is in my hand.
Yes.
That wasn't drugs.
What was it then?
Smack.
Smack?
Horse.
Those are drugs.
Skag?
Yes.
Mexican tar.
Heroin.
Then yes, I was doing drugs.
Why? We have money.
Sometimes when I'm here, home alone with only the books on the shelf.
A brand new Electrolux vacuum, the only brand to guarantee powerful suction and to never jam. I think to myself, God, I need to get high.
What a day.
Something
wrong, dear? Tell me what's on your mind.
My brother is dead.
Yes, Donald, you mentioned that already. Anything newer, more recent?
My wife is a degenerate.
Well, that's a bit harsh, don't you think?
I'm sorry, love. It really has been a day.
I'm sure. You're rubbing your temples. Headache?
A bit.
Would you like me to get you a tablet or some drinking powder?
Yes, please. No! Louise! I'd like some skag!
You mean that?
Yes! I really, really do!
Donald, I love you!
We'd like to speak to Mr. Fine.
Appointment?
Nope.
I've always wanted to be a writer. Working in the bullpen with all the other writers.
And you are?
Private investigators.
If we weren't doing this, Whit, we'd be writers. Well, I'd be the writer and you'd be... Well, you'd be you, dear Whit.
And you're looking for Mr. Fine?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Which is a very wonderful thing.
Hush.
I believe he's out right now.
Well, that's fine. Can we wait?
Is there a restroom here?
Now isn't a good time.
I beg to differ. My bladder will have none of this.
No. Yes?
Sweet. Are you saying it is a good time?
No, you two are confusing me.
Not to worry, dear. I'll start my search for relief, this way.
Wait!
Just wait!
This isn't the bathroom.
Excuse me?
Fair enough.
Melanie, this is my office.
Oh, dear. Who are you?
Terry Fine of Fine Publishing. Who the heck are you?
Perfect. I was looking for you.
I'm so sorry, Mr. Fine.
Thank you, Melanie. I found him.
What is happening here, Melanie?
Apologies, Mr. Fine.
I don't care. Get out!
Will do. Just as soon as we find out what you know about Joseph Ells and his recent disappearance. Walter Mix. My friends call me Troubles. May I sit?
Close the door, Melanie.
Sir?
It's okay.
Thanks for making the time.
Shall we start?
Please. Mind if I eat while we do this?
I don't mind. Whit?
Clear to continue.
Wonderful office. Spacious. How long has Mr. Ells been in your employ?
He isn't.
Interesting. Whit, could you, notes? Fired?
Quit.
How long ago was that?
3-4 months ago, I suppose.
Why do you suppose?
Hey, I'm a busy man. I can't keep track of every two-bit writer that waltzes in and out of here.
Any idea why he quit?
The idiot left to start a career in radio serials. Can you believe that? What a maroon!
What a maroon indeed. Whit, could you write down maroon, please?
Way out in front, boss.
This is a very nice typewriter.
Thank you.
So did he stay in touch with anyone in the office after he left?
Of course, we're pen pals. I do that with everyone that screws me over.
Back to the typewriter. Had it long?
Recent purchase.
Right, so he had no friends here at work or anything?
Hey, what is it with you two?
Us two?
What's the deal here? She your girl Friday?
Really?
Nothing of the sort. I'll tell you, Mr. Fine. It's not something I go around telling everyone. You see, her father, Winfred, and I were friends before the First War. We joined together, fought on the front lines together. He was like a brother to me. We looked out for each other. We were stationed just outside Germany in a secured area. During one of our security rounds, we stumbled upon a German spy stationed with our unit. There was a struggle. A grenade came loose. He pushed me away and threw himself on top. Saved my life that day. That young woman is my ward. My responsibility. I will never let her from my sight. It is the least I could do to honor my fallen brother.
I didn't know.
They never do.
Mm-hmm. Mr. Fine, did Joseph have any friends here at work?
Brick was a frequent collaborator. He's out today.
Is this his normal day off?
No, he must have the sniffles. I'll be stopping by his place later to spoon-feed him chicken soup. I'll let him know your concerns.
Did you hear that, Troubles? Best boss ever!
Something to strive to, I suppose.
Come back tomorrow if you need to speak to him so badly. You'll find him third desk from my office, against the window.
Well, thank you for your time, sir.
Picked up age, begone, vanishing cream.
18 cents is your change. See you next week,
which
Stanley.
Which brings us to...
Say hi to the wife for me.
Pick up dry clean.
Well, hey there. You got a ticket?
Hi. Picking up a few shirts for Keats.
Yes. Ticket?
Under Mrs. Keats. Or Beverly. Or Mr. Keats?
Ticket.
See, my wife asked me to pick this up and...
And your ticket?
I don't have a ticket.
Go get your ticket and come back.
Don't you have records?
You must have your ticket.
Just look in the...
Please, sir.
Really? I'm on the job. I live in the valley, and you expect...
I'll call the police if you don't go.
Are you kidding? Look at me. I am the police.
Sir.
Yeah. You're really raking me over the coals, you know?
Over the... over the coals?
Do a cop a favor. Do a cop a favor, and maybe one day a cop, he does a favor for you.
I'm supposed to stick to the rules.
Calm now.
I'm supposed to stick to the... rules!
Yeah, you have a wife, don't you?
I'm...
Don't hit yourself. Why?
Supposed
would
to...
Would you do that?
Stick
hey.
To the...
Hey!
Rules!
Hey! Cut it out! Would stop it! No. What... Why would you... Why are you doing that? Why would you...
I'm supposed to stick to the rules.
Okay. Okay, it's okay. We'll stick to the rules, okay? Now, I'm gonna let you go, but you're not gonna hurt yourself, right?
No.
Okay. So what's your name?
What?
Name.
I'm a dry cleaner.
But your name?
Dry cleaner.
You have a family?
A wife?
You have a wife. Any kids?
Your little girl is so pretty.
Did you say my little girl?
Ah, Maribel. Golden hair, glistens like a ray of light, just spinning round and round and round.
My daughter? Do I know you? Hey, why would you mention my daughter?
Do you hear that?
Answer me!
What's that sound?
I will come behind there and make you answer me. How would you know my daughter?
God showed me the way.
Forget the clothes. You're under arrest.
That sound, what's the frequency?
Get off the machine and put your hands in the air.
What's the frequency?
Don't! Stop! My God!
What's the...
Make it stop!
What's the frequency?
Make it stop! Oh my God, help me stop this thing! How do you make it stop? How do you make it stop? Oh my God! Oh my God!
Ladies, does your man come home from a hard day's work only to seem less than excited by the food you prepared? At Spishak, we want nothing more than your home life to be the very best. That's why your kitchen needs Shimmer Sheen Spray. Perfected by our finest Spishak foodologists, Shimmer Sheen Food Spray makes every meal sparkle. It will have your little one saying,
"Gee, Ma, that chicken leg sure looks beautiful. Can I clean up the dishes after we eat?"
"Why, sure."
And your husband will appreciate it, too.
Wow! Just look at that meal sparkle.
Say, did you lose weight?
Maybe.
Sparkle Sheen is...
Shimmer Sheen, Sparkle Sheen,
Shimmer Sheen's formulated specifically for suburban life consumption and made with our patented Teflon ingredient. You'll never have a dull, lifeless meal again.
Spishak Shimmer Sheen Spray. Not even you can resist. Oh, maybe you can.
I remember a voice.
Oh, Sweet Pea, please. Oh, come along. Oh, there. Daddy will be home soon. Oh, I hope. Come on, just a spot of dinner before bedtime, my dear. Oh, Maribel. Oh, please, sweetie, don't throw your food. Oh, what a mess.
The forest was thick.
Oh, come on, my sweet little Belle. Just a bite
and
or two.
Obstructed.
Oh, there's my little cuddle cub. What a sweetheart you are.
Never.
Oh, yes.
Unwelcome.
Oh, yes.
But.
So precious.
If I wanted to press on, I would have to take.
Just a bite now.
Big.
Dear Lord, it's so late, Snuggle Bear. Did you make it to the cleaners on time? Tim, I've been calling to you. What are you doing just standing there? Come, dinner's ready. Our favorite show will be on soon. What's on your face? You're a mess. Timothy! Is that... My God, Timothy, are you all right?
It's not mine. None of it's mine.
Oh, poor dear. You must have had quite a day.
Maribel.
Shall I run you a bath before you eat? It's no bother.
Maribel, where is
oh,
she?
It's late, dear. Don't wake her now. You'll give her such a fright in your condition. At least clean yourself up first.
You're safe, baby girl. You're safe. Daddy's here. Daddy's here.
What is the frequency?
What is the frequency?
Are you receiving this message?
Are you receiving this message?
What is the
What's the Frequency was written and created by James Oliva. Production and sound design by Alexander Danner. What's the Frequency's theme music composed by Kurt C. Nelson. Also, a mention to a few additional members that we've added to the crew. Marketing Director, Claudia Amenabar. Community Relations Manager, Regan Adler. Assistant Community Relations Manager, Tina Daniels. And our graphic artist, Gal Friday, Melissa Peterson. Let us know what you think by subscribing to us via iTunes and all other podcatchers out there, like, I don't know, Google Play, Spoke, Stitcher, you know, those are all good. While you're there, just feel free to, leave us a review. If you really enjoy the show, please consider contributing to our Patreon campaign at www.patreon.com/WTFrequency. We have a ton of fun and amazing content planned and available for our supporters. Anything you can contribute is appreciated, and it ensures that we can keep improving the show and getting it to that next level. Now, This particular episode contained audio from Flip the Frog, 1930, and, again for the second episode in a row, an excerpt from Invisible Sun by Sir Clarence. Additional music and sounds used from public domain and Creative Commons sources. So. Well. I could be, talking to a whole mess of you right now. Or I could be, in fact, speaking to the great big void of podcast purgatory. Regardless. Yep. Look. Who knows? Someday we'll know, I'm sure, but unlikely that'll be today. So. Probably should, sorry, I was hungry. Probably should get on with the next part. Right. So, let's see, let's see who we should be thanking. We'd also like to give special thanks to our associate producer, Bridge, Rick Z, for being a wonderful mentor. I encourage you, if you live in Los Angeles, for you to sign up for Rick's voiceover class. You can find that at rickzeef.com. And finally, I would like to thank Dory Danner for, basically being the best mom ever. Thank you, Dory. As always, I'm James Oliva. Till next time.
The Fable and Folly Network, where fiction producers flourish.